This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 553, title redacted. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Fandeth. How you doing there, Fan?
Howdy doody, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And we also have Toasty. How you doing there, Toasty?
I'm doing good. Just to make sure, we're on episode 553, right?
That is correct. You're correct this time.
All right, so I shouldn't have put notes in 554. Okay.
Correct. All right.
That was very disappointing when I found out that. Oh my god. I had everything divided up, and topics put in there, and I typed everything in, and somebody else ended up doing that because it looked like I did nothing on the right show notes. I tried. The important part is that I tried.
It is important that you tried, yes. Effort is key. Success is better. But we'll be good with a start there. So, how was your weekend while there, Toasty?
It was pretty good. I've been trying to log on to do my daily heroic now because of those withering, those writhing, those essence things that help me upgrade my legendary. Because that is important right now. I tried. The operative word is tried. I failed miserably. Because I didn't log in a while for the last 4 days.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
No, I mean, we had a bunch of family stuff this weekend, and then Canada Day, and then Friday I played D&D instead, because it was one of the few times that we can coordinate our massive group to play. And even with that, we were still missing two players. So we kind of had to make up some bull excuse in the story why they weren't there. But whatever, it's fine. Yeah, that took up a lot of my Friday night. I think we started at 6:30, and I didn't leave until 3 in the morning. So it was a long session. Whatever, I had fun. And then today was the most I've played WoW in the past week, just because, you know, day off and whatnot. So I played around on my warrior for a little bit, just did some world quests, nothing too strenuous. Then I sat down and actually redesigned my UI for my healer specs, because the UI for my damage spec is fine, it's great. Everything relevant is right there in front of my face, but it doesn't do well for healer, because I got my raid frames off to the side and all that stuff. And as a healer, I feel like the raid frames should be the center of my attention. So, spent a couple hours...
Yeah, nobody's healing. That's just silly talk.
Well, I mean, for the dungeon that I ran once, it was difficult for me to heal, because I thought I had saved the frames properly, and then when I zoned into the dungeon, the frames were just not there. So that was fun. In that it wasn't. I had to rely on clicking everybody's player model individually to heal them, which was significantly more difficult than clicking on raid frames.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it'd be fun.
But we lived. We did it. That's survived. I was surprised we got through it, honestly. But it happened. And then the second time I ran through, it was fine. Everything went well. And I ran a third time. And then we ran Darkheart Thickets, where there are some dispels that I need to do, that I can do as a priest, apparently. And that's when I remembered I didn't bind my dispel to, or cleanse, or whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about. I didn't bind that in my voodoo profile. And because I'm using voodoo and it's, uses mouse over macros and all that other crap, I couldn't click on the raid frames to target someone to try to dispel them manually. I still had it bound on my hotbars. So, again, it was another situation where I had to manually find the person who needed a dispel, click them, and hit the ability in my hotbar. And then I logged off to start working on the show notes. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. I made a note for myself to bind that appropriately for next time I log into the priest, because being able to do that is generally beneficial.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't slow us down much. I was able to just heal through it, thankfully. But it went okay.
Well, that's good.
And on that third run, I kept trying to tell the tank to not pull as many people as he was pulling, and he didn't listen. So the group died twice as a result. And the third time he did it, after I pleaded again not to pull as large, he did anyway. So I just let him die. And then I blew all my cooldowns on myself, and then we got through that group. He pulled smaller after that.
Nice.
I mean, he was like a 109 tank. So I can understand that he's getting up there in like power and all that other stuff. But I'm still a 104 healer. So my healing output isn't as great as it could be as it is. Forget pulling a large group like that.
Doesn't it scale nicely, though?
I think so. Maybe. I'm not sure. It didn't feel like it. Obviously, because those groups definitely hurt a lot. I think he was just overestimating his abilities. Or my abilities. Yeah. One of the two. But whatever. We got through it.
Yeah, as long as you did. As long as you survived, right?
Yeah. And what else happened? I got my arms hidden artifact. Oh, not my arms. My hidden artifact appearance. Because of course I did. I was going through my usual cycling of checking the quests for Prot and for Arms to see if they're available. Arms doesn't come up. Prot finally came up, and of course that was the first one I got. I'm a little aggravated that I still can't get Fury because Nidhogg hasn't spawned in forever. I can't even remember the last time Nidhogg spawned. But fortunately, that's not an issue anymore, and we'll talk about that a bit later. Yeah, that was my week. How was your guys' week?
Fan, how was yours?
Trying to think of what I did. It was a rather short WoW week for me, just because, it was my birthday on Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So, I took Thursday, Friday off of work to head out to the lake. So, came home yesterday, but had other busy stuff to do. Yesterday I just had a shower and slept because I was exhausted. And then today I had some other things. But I do remember that I got Concordance on my third spec, I guess. So all three specs have the first level of Concordance now for my Warlock, which is great. Which, now I'm just going to continue building on Affliction, leveling that as I get AP. What else? I upgraded my second legendary, and I got a third legendary. I think I got that. Well, maybe I got that before last week's show. I can't remember exactly. Other than that, I took a little bit of time to try out the Necromancer in Diablo, and it's super fun. Corpse Explosion is my favorite. It reminds me of the Necromancer from D2. So, yeah, that's really it. Pretty quiet for me this week, just because I wasn't here. I was out of town for a while, so. How about you, Medros? How was your week?
Wasn't too bad. I really enjoyed the long weekend so far. It's been a lot of fun to celebrate Canada Day in fashion and such. Went to Assiniboine Park yesterday or on Saturday. Enjoyed that. Got way too much sun. Got a fair bit of sunburn. But it was a good time. In WoW, I did a bit of work on my alts. I got Concordance on my Hunter. I got class mounts on my Druid, my first Druid, my Demon Hunter, and my Death Knight. Currently working on my Priest. And then I think that'll be all of my alts, I think, that will have other class mounts. So my Hunter has his, my Druid, my Death Knight, my Demon Hunter, my Paladins, my Monk. Yeah, my Monk got his as well. So, yeah, I mean, that once my Priest has his, it'll basically just be a matter of getting the class mounts the second time on my second round alts, because they all already have. Okay, all but the Druid has access to the one through the previous character getting them. Unfortunately, the Druids get a form which is not transferable to alts, which is kind of frustrating. And there's a lot of people in the Druid community that are really pissed off about that, and I understand that. Though, in fairness, it's always been kind of a unique way of flying for Druids, in that their class forms are all auto-cast, so there's not really any specific thing to transfer onto an alt. But it's pretty cool. I haven't found one that I didn't like, which is really impressive, actually. And I really enjoyed all the lore behind each of the classes' mounts. So, other than that, just been working on getting Concordance on more alts. I have, I think, 3 that are level 110 that do not have Concordance yet. 2 of them are really close, and the other one is my newest max level character, and he's a fair ways away. Actually, no, sorry, I have 4 that don't have Concordance. Two are close. They're like one rank away. They're working on number 52 now. And then 2 that are way behind, and then my low-level druid who is not yet 110, and he'll be working on that as well. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far, working on those alts and getting them up to where they want to be, and working on getting their professions leveled. Somebody actually just asked last night if I still needed a lockpick. And I don't remember if it was actually mentioned on the show or not, or in the post-show, but we did discover last week the jeweled lockpick, and I was able to learn that on my jewel crafter and open all the boxes I had, so that's pretty awesome.
That was me talking to my buddy Tsu? Yeah, I've talked about it on the show before. He plays a hunter. I used to raid with him. I guess he was listening to some of the old shows last week, or older-ish, and yeah, so he told me about that.
Yeah, Merlin from our guild actually told me that, too.
Oh, yeah?
Shortly. I think it was the same day that Zoo told us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if she listened live, then she could help us live.
Yep. Not that we're calling you out or anything.
No, not at all.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And just noticed that Maggie Bronzebeard is in my priest's order hall, and I'm really confused. I'm really confused by why Maggie the Diamond Dwarf is sitting in my priest's order hall.
Why not?
Because he's not a priest. And I think his brother's here, too. Yeah, Bron's here, too. Weird.
Interesting. I haven't gone that far in my priest campaign yet, obviously, because I'm only 105 or 104. Whatever level I'm at, I'm at 110.
That would be kind of required, yeah.
Boo.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, so been a pretty decent week. Got a bit of playtime here and there. And sun is bad. Just that's kind of a summary there.
Sun is beautiful. It is terrific. You would cry if you didn't have it. I would. I know I would.
I would love it if it did not make my skin turn the color of a cherry tomato.
Well, there's ways to alleviate that.
Sometimes they work. Not always.
Yeah. You know
shade,
what works?
Shade always works.
You know what works 100% of the time?
What?
Being brown.
Not
like
going
me.
Outside? Yeah, except, I'm not. Anyways, let's move along, shall we?
Yeah.
Alright, so what's coming up with these weekend WoW?
Well, I hear that there's fireworks tomorrow night? Something about some holiday in Azeroth? I don't even know. It's the end of the Midsummer Fire Festival, so they get a fireworks spectacular. Sounds cool. I've never actually been around to watch the fireworks in-game. Have you guys seen them?
I've seen fireworks for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But I don't recall seeing any for Midsummer.
No, I haven't seen them at all, ever. Like, New Year's or Midsummer.
I've never thought of logging in to go do that. Just do other things. So yeah, the Midsummer Fire Festival ends Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. I'm assuming that means 10 a.m. Pacific. Pretty much Tuesday is the last full day of Midsummer. Darkmoon Fair is going on this week, so that ends this Friday. What else is happening? Next week, or this coming week, is the Pet Battle bonus event that runs from July 4th through the 10th. And also, outside of WoW, but definitely related, the BlizzCon tickets are on sale on Wednesday, July 5th. So that's just a reminder. And that's at 7:30 Pacific, is that right? So 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern.
7 p.m. Pacific.
7 p.m. Well, thanks for looking that up, because that would have been a really, really, really bad mistake.
Well, it helps that I opened up Twitter and saw a message from Hearthpwn reminding people about BlizzCon tickets at 7 p.m. on the 5th.
Oh, nice.
And to be fair, anybody listening on the download already missed them.
That's true.
Sean could have the show ready to go, and I could have it technically be up before those tickets go on sale by, like, 5 minutes.
Well, see, by, like, 5 minutes, and then we're what, 20 minutes into the show? It would have been too late.
Fine.
Hey,
if
you were getting picky with the whole getting the show up on time, so you know what? If you can be picky, I can be picky.
Fine. So rude. Anyways. Definitely if you are wanting BlizzCon tickets, definitely check out the sale. If you are in need after the sale and we're not successful, definitely reach out on Twitter. If I hear of anybody who has tickets up for grabs, I will let people know.
And there's always LF BlizzCon. Those folks are fantastic.
Indeed. And remember, if you are looking to buy in order to sell or to give to other people, You need to have your name changes done by the 14th, which is just 9 days after these go on sale. So be careful.
They're changing the way that works this year too, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Like, if you actually have to be present to get the tickets if it's in your name with your ID, or was it always like that? I feel like something is a little different.
The name change thing isn't happening anymore. So the names have to be correct as of whatever date Metro just said.
The 14th.
Okay. Makes sense. I knew there was something, but...
Alright, so let's move on to some news here. Now, this topic, I want to be clear, we are going to be skimming it at this point. We are going to talk more in depth about this in the after the outro. So, for anybody who's listening in live or in download, if you want the spoilery stuff, listen past the outro. Mute it at the outro if you do not want to listen to the spoilery stuff. So, 7.3 is now on the PTRs. Okay, let me say, I was extremely surprised to see this on the PTR so quickly. I figured we were not going to have this for at least a month or two in order to get people a chance to go through the stuff in 7.25 and to actually go through the raid. But I guess we kind of already know the end of that raid and we know where it's leading us. So the patch will advance the storyline of the demon invasion. We will be traveling a little bit further than we are used to. And there's all kinds of spoilers here. So we have to walk really, really carefully through these. So let me ask first, what do you guys think of the mounts?
Oh my god. Oh my god. That five-headed mount thing. I have never wanted anything more in WoW.
So I'm not sure what you're talking about. What's the...
There's a mount with five faces.
Okay. I don't see a mount in the preview with five faces.
What? Where is it? That doesn't mean it's gone already. I needed it in my life.
I may just be missing it here.
You know what? Just skip to save it.
Oh, no, I found it.
You found it?
I found it now.
Is it that...
That Zero, looks really...
Power?
Yeah.
Really ugly.
I know what I
want. I gotta say.
I want it so much. I don't...
Oh my.
It's sick. It's twisted. It's disgusting. And I don't know why, but I want it. I will do whatever is necessary for me to get that mount. If it means I have to PvP until I get X amount of kills, I will do it. If it means I need to kill a guild member X amount of times, I will drag Fan out with me.
Okay, that means I get the mount. That's awesome.
No. We'll take turns.
Toasty killing a drain tank, yeah.
That's why I'm saying we'll take turns.
So you're saying that you're willing to tank for this?
Yeah, if I need to tank for it, I'll do it. I am prepared. A lot of my artifact power over the past week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, has been dumped into my tank spec. I'm geared for tanking. I think all I'm missing now is like dedicated tanking trinkets. But I could do a reasonably decent job of tanking if I needed a tank for this. Like, I will do whatever I can to get it.
Alright. Well, Blizzard, there you go. Make sure when you release this patch that Toasty must tank to get that mount.
I am, however, a little upset about one thing with this mount.
Oh?
Reddit gave me a fantastic preview of what the mount would look like if it had five Khadgar faces instead. And seeing that version, I want that one so much more. For reference, look at the spoilers channel in our Discord.
I'm just looking at some of these models. They're pretty crazy. Like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's like new Oh, what are those ray mounts called from TBC?
Netherray?
Yeah, there's like new Netherray-ish kind of mount models, which is really cool. There's a new puppy model in the game too. It's not a corgi either. I think it's like an Australian something is what it was called. What else is there? There's a bunch of really cool models. There's some spectral.
The ones that have like the kind of a Voidwalker esque feel to them.
Oh yeah,
those
yeah.
are really cool.
And there's a spectral tentacle.
I didn't see that one.
And some of the models that were feeling kind of dated. I saw some updates too. Like there's a new Trog model. There's a new Yeti model.
So, are we basically saying we now know where the rays came from that we found in Outlands?
Maybe? I don't know.
I'm very curious by this.
There's a whole bunch of other new stuff in there, too.
Oh. There's going to be new crafting stuff, too.
Yeah, like epic level gems.
Cloth, fiendish leather, Imperium for mining, and Astral Glory for herbs. And then Primal Sargerate. I guess that replaces the... I don't know what the current... I can't remember what it is. The current BOP thing.
The Blood of Sargeras? Reagent.
Yeah. Neat.
And they've also included some new toys and other stuff. Like there's a horse tail costume and a horse head costume. I wonder if that'll force you to pair up with somebody. Or there's going to be a distinct amount of coordination needed to make it look like a thing. Either way, it's funny. And I want it.
Oh. So there's I don't think this is spoilery. An armor set that will set your champion's item level to 950. So looks like our champion item levels are going up too.
Well, they got to catch up with us. They're only, what, 900 now?
That's true.
Noobs.
Yeah. There's a lot of spoiler stuff here, so I'm really cautious of what I want to say. But we will definitely talk more about this a little bit later in the show, for sure.
For a first look, I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff is really far along. That looks so cool. And I wish I could talk about it. We gotta wait at least a little bit longer.
Yeah. One thing I don't think is overly spoilery, but one person in our chat room has been going on and on about since this came out. There is a certain dungeon that is getting a slight change, I guess. Maybe call it an addition, maybe. Gnomeregan. It's going to be a pet dungeon.
Yeah.
A battle dungeon.
We talked about that before, though, didn't we?
No.
That it was coming? No?
No, I don't believe so. I think I see, this is one of the problems with conversing with Frasley a lot. I don't remember what we talked about in jest and what we were serious in talking about. In relation to Gnomeregan.
We'll see. I don't believe it matches the bet quite as we had expected, but we'll see. We'll see what actually comes out when it actually hits, so. But we'll talk more about the PTR at the end of the show, where we can actually talk about some of the spoiler stuff, because, oh boy, is there some spoiler stuff. There is so many things that I could not talk about this all without being censored significantly in edit. But, on that note, let us move along in our show notes here, shall we?
Alright, so, Jesse Cox and Wild Crandor had the opportunity to talk to Ian Hatzikostas in the past week. Initially, they wanted to talk about 7.2, but, the day of the interview, 7.3 hit the PTR, so there was a little bit of stuff they talked about there. They didn't get too spoilery with it, but just keep that in mind if you're wanting to watch that interview. So some of the things they talked about during that interview is, of course, something bits about 7.3. I'm going to kind of glaze over that in an effort to keep things spoilerless. There's a lot of general questions about Legion and a bunch of other stuff. So one thing that Ian talked about, and I feel like that's been stressed multiple times throughout this expansion, is that Legion has been their most ambitious expansion, and with 7.3 doing what it's doing, it kind of just adds to that label. But for new players who haven't necessarily been playing Legion for the amount of time that everyone else has, or from the beginning, there are going to be some catch-up mechanisms, so you can still jump in whenever. They also talked about micro holidays a little bit. Micro holidays duration is the way they determine that is just by the amount of content within that micro holiday. So something like the Sporgar event that only lasts for a day, I mean, that's about a day's worth of content for someone. Whereas something like, I believe they mentioned that the Trellis Style is a multi-day event, and they felt that would make more sense for the event. But they're open for tweaking those things as they see appropriate. They also talked about the Broken Shores system and the contribution to zone progression and all that, and how they felt about that. And one of the things they said was that, you know, previously most of their content, we see that on a rotating basis, where we'll get this for a little bit, this for a little bit, this for a little bit. Meanwhile, the content that we saw on the Broken Shore, it was very much fueled by the players and what they wanted to see, whether it was the Mage Tower, the Dead Disruptor, or the Command Center. And they liked what they did. They want to try to do more of that, but there's not going to be a system like this in 7.3, so we don't have to worry about getting supplies for that endeavor. They also stated that the world boss loot is likely not going to see an update in item level. They see world bosses as a complement to the raid tiers, so the loot probably wouldn't be updated. There could be new world bosses in 7.3, as there was in the Broken Shore, which has better loot than the original Broken Shore bosses, so that's good. They also see that in regards to the weekly events, the dungeon event, the PvP event, the pit battling event, etc., there is a large spike of participation in those events during those weekly events, so it's accomplishing what they wanted to, which is great. Getting people exposed to new content and different kinds of content, that's a good way to go about things. They also stated that dungeon participation is higher at this point in the expansion compared to previous expansions, to which I say, duh. I mean, first of all, there are new dungeons, well, a new dungeon, as of this patch. And the Mythic Plus system, I feel, has helped make the dungeons stay relevant, which is great. I mean, at this point, if we were at this point in WoD, I'd have stopped running dungeons a long time ago. Meanwhile, I'm still doing. Like, I did my 4 weekly dungeons this week, and I try to crank out a Mythic Plus when I have the opportunity to, so the content is still relevant to me. And I know, Fan, you're doing that too, with Mythic Plus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Medros, you're doing it when you want to, which is fine.
When they tell me I have to.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, dungeon participation is great. It's higher.
I find overall the dungeons are more engaging or more fun. I, in the past, I've hated dungeons, even when I played WoW a lot more than I do now. So I find that they're really engaging, and I actually enjoy them now. It's not just something that I go do just because.
Would you say it's because of the Mythic Plus system that you're doing it? Because there's an added level of challenge and the rewards are still relevant, or do the rewards have anything to do with it for you?
Maybe. The rewards do have a little bit to do with it. I wouldn't say it's challenging because I haven't done any like super high Mythic Plus, so they've all been pretty easy, but it makes doing something like a heroic kind of a joke.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, like it's well, the weekly event this week was run four dungeons, and we just
four mythic dungeons, right?
Four, yeah, even yeah, you know, just mythic dungeons. So we did four mythic dungeons, and even that with even mythic plus zero is a joke at this point. We my group did it with four DPS in a tank.
Yeah,
we didn't.
Does it have to be a regular mythic, or can it be mythic plus?
I don't know exactly. I know that the group I did it with just did it on Mythic Plus Zero.
Yeah.
I would imagine that Mythic Plus would qualify for that, though.
I would hope so. I still have to do those.
Oh, yeah, just find someone doing Mythic Plus Zero Maw. You're set. Mm-hmm. Crank those out in half an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Of all the dungeons I have had to do, that seemed to be the fairly easier one.
I mean, it's a straight line, mostly. I mean, occasionally you have to turn a corner on stairs.
Yeah.
They also talked about a bit about lore, which is expected if you're being interviewed by Jesse Cox. He loves his lore. Chromie. They talked specifically about the Chromie scenario and his confusion behind that, because the dragon just was to be depowered and all that stuff. Well, that's with all this time hopping. And they explained that and talked about the dragons in general, how, you know, the story's not potentially not done with them, which is cool. I mean, we saw a bunch of new dragon content in this expansion with the zone I can never remember the name of, Azuna, and the blue dragon flight. So now we're getting some bronze stuff, and it's going to be interesting to see what we get. Oh, and Green Dragon, obviously, with Volshara. So, it'd be interesting to see, you know, what the Reds are up to. You still got the Blacks to worry about. So, whoa, that sounded horrible. The
Blacks... Don't remind me about what happened in...
You still have the Black Dragons to worry about. Can we please have Sean edit that? Oh my god. That sounded horrible. There are a whole bunch of stories with the dragons that we can explore, and I would love to see that. Well, you know, I don't think we're going to see it in this expansion anymore because of what we're doing in 7.3. But when we get back, who knows? And they talked about the progression of the story in 7.3 and where that's going and what could come after that. I mean, we've known for a long time at this point, since BlizzCon last year, that 7.3 is leading us to Argus, or whatever. And, you know, whatever may come from that, what comes after that? And they talked about that, and, you know, there are a whole bunch of unexplored worlds and terrible creatures in those worlds, and, you know, we might have to deal with those. We don't know. Either way, there's still plenty of opportunity for story to be told in Warcraft. So, yeah. That was the interview. There's some more spoilery stuff in there that I didn't touch on, so if you're interested in checking that out, check out the interview on Jesse Cox's channel.
I'm sure we'll talk more about that spoilery stuff in the post-show.
Oh, yeah.
And the late part of the show here.
Yep.
Because there's lots of spoilery stuff.
So much. So much.
We're being nice, guys. We're not giving you spoilers. We're not ruining the patch for you unless you listen past when we tell you not to.
In which case, we warned you.
Oh, yes. We've given you plenty ample warnings. You have no excuse for being spoiled if you don't want to be. All right. Let's move along here to some warrior stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why this has a red tag on it.
Because I hadn't given it's you anything weird before this.
Yeah, so I found a post last week about the kind of a fix, big air quotes here, for the Fury Warrior hidden appearance. And it's not going to require Nithog, because the Nithog spawns is, well, who knows when he spawns, to get the item you need. So they're going to be putting it on Odin. So, yeah. So you'll have a better chance to be able to get the item. You don't have to hunt the Nithog spawn. And I think they were going to do it in a later patch, but they want to hotfix it in 2.7.2.5.
Yeah, and I did a bit of reading as to why that happened, and apparently Nithog hasn't spawned for like 5 months or something like that.
No, really?
Yeah, because they're still on that random spawning of world bosses or whatever, so it hasn't been great for Fury Warriors attempting to get that. I didn't even realize it had been that long. I just, you know, I check world boss if it's Nithog. If it's not, I ignore it and do something else.
Yeah, that random number generator is sometimes nice and sometimes not so nice. And I guess this is a case where it's not nice at all.
So they fixed it and made it a chance of dropping from Odin, but another thing they're looking at is at this point in the expansion where those world bosses aren't hugely relevant, just switching it from a random spawn to a set rotation of spawns.
Yeah. What would be interesting is if they added like a bad luck protection type thing to boss spawns, to random boss spawns for the future.
Yeah.
So for every week that a boss is not selected to spawn, it ups the counter a little bit that, oh, hey, you now have a 5% better chance to spawn or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe higher than that even, to the point where you get to 100 and then it's guaranteed to spawn that week or whatever. That'd be a cool solution to have to prevent this from happening in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, 5 months is a long time. And like I said, I didn't even realize it was 5 months.
And then somebody had replied in this thread saying that still doesn't solve Nazak the Fiend? 6 months? Not sure who Nazak
is. Yeah, me neither. I assume it's somebody that also drops a hidden appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. The set rotation seems like the good way to go, especially at this point in the expansion.
Yeah. And then considering the bad luck protection for future, if they decide to do that again, I don't know. Good luck, Warriors. Hope you get your furry artifact
appearance. Fury.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Still can't believe I got my Prawn one first.
Another thing I kind of just snuck into the notes right after this, because we hadn't talked about it, is the Mythic Raid race, because that's interesting. I guess after tonight, it's been a week, and there are 20 guilds that are 7 of 9 in the Mythic Raid. So in the first week, 20 guilds killed 7 of the bosses, and I guess they're stumped on the next two. So the last two to kill are Fallen Avatar and Kill Jaden. Leading the pack right now is Method. They started a little late, I guess because it's EU, but yeah, they pushed ahead. Second is, I can never remember the name of that guild. It's a Russian guild. Exorcius.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, where is... We were watching, for a while, Big Dumb Guild, and they seem to have fallen flat at 5 of 9.
Oh, come on, Big Dumb Guild, you can do it, I believe in you.
They were in the lead for a while, and, yep, they've kind of fallen back a little bit. R.I.P. So we'll keep watching this over the next couple of weeks and see who manages to get the first kill. It looks like number three is Limit from Illidan on US. Those are people from, well, part of them is from Blood Legion before they decided not to go hardcore anymore. So that's, I guess, the group that wanted to keep doing high-end raiding. But I do know that Rignaros isn't part of that group anymore. He still does mythic raiding, but they killed a finished Nighthold? Yeah, Nighthold. Heroic or mythic right before the Tomb of Sargeras raid came out. So they still got their achievement for ahead of the curve, but just barely.
Well, good luck to all the guilds.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I think I saw on Twitter that there's, like, a company that's giving, like, free stuff to the first guild to get world first.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't remember who it was, though. But, yeah, that seemed kind of interesting, I guess.
It takes a lot of effort to do it.
Yeah, I imagine that it would. Lots of work, lots of effort, but if you've got the time, right? All right. So, are you guys excited for this coming week? There's lots of stuff coming up this week, right? Lots of really cool things happening this week.
Yeah, I'm playing D&D again this week. I think I got two games, actually, which I'm really stoked for. It's going to be good times.
You know, good talk about a book later that I think is made for you.
All right.
And yes, I did intentionally tag you in a specific tweet with somebody else because I thought you'd get a thrill out of it.
Oh, yeah, it was so cool.
But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But there's another thing that we didn't really talk about this coming up this week, and that is an announcement of the next Hearthstone expansion. Instead of being surprised by the fact they're announcing an Hearthstone expansion, they're actually saying ahead of time what it's actually going to be. It's going to be part of their spring championships on Thursday at 7 p.m., so basically 24 hours after the last BlizzCon ticket set go on sale. The developers will reveal details of the next Hearthstone expansion. Any thoughts on who it might be or what it might be?
Ukenduker. It's going to be a Mists of Pandaria themed expansion centered around the Hosen.
That's a theory. Any other theories?
Nope.
Tell you, man. Ukenduker. That's going to be it.
Duly noted. I'm really excited to see what that's going to be. I'm still waiting to see. Apparently, they had a contest that you pick a person to represent you at the Spring Championships, and if that person, how far that person goes, gets you a certain number of packs of cards for the Ngoro expansion. Very curious to see how that works out for me, because I just picked a guy. I have no idea about him. I can't remember who I picked. It was really silly, to me at least.
They've had that for the previous couple of several championship things, and I always pick the wrong one. I didn't even pick this time. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I usually either pick whoever the majority of people are picking in our Warcraft Hearthstone channel, or if there's a Canadian, I pick him or her.
Is that still on, or is that over now?
I'm not thinking.
That's happening on Thursday, I think, is one of the is the second leg of the tour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a Choose Your Champion thing. Let's see. Is there a Canadian one here?
Where is this Choose Your Champion?
Go to eSports.
I want to choose.
There is no Canadian here.
Yeah, I can't remember who I chose.
Congratulations, Brazil. I'm picking you.
Hmm? I chose an American, I think. There's one guy that didn't actually have a flag, and I'm like, so he's non-country?
He's multinational.
He's a little bit rock and roll, okay. More accurately.
Okay.
I don't know, everybody looks like they have flags.
There's one guy when I looked didn't have a flag, but maybe it was just me.
Yeah, it might not have loaded.
Maybe it's not supported by Safari.
That one flag?
It's just that one flag.
I was probably using Firefox at the time, but yeah, my Firefox is generally pretty old, so.
Damn, that'd software. Be weird for an OS, or not an OS, for a browser to not support an image.
You are correct, however, Firefox is stupid. Also, I want to say the record, completely off topic of what we're talking about here, the fact that your mount as a monk talks to you really throws me off.
Yeah, no, it's great, right?
It's weird. It's not great, it's weird.
That's why I also want to play my mage a bit more and level him up, because as an arcane mage, your staff talks to you, and it's this voice of Matthew Mercer.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
That is legit.
You had to get to the end of that story to know
it. That is legitimately the only reason I want it.
Gotcha. Well, I now have all of my all of the class mounts for all of the classes I play. Priest was really interesting, I should say. But anyways, back to our topic we were talking about, Hearthstone. Yeah, I'm very interested to see what the expansion is going to be. Maybe it is a Mists of Pandaria expansion. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
What's your guess?
I think it's going to be a dungeon expansion or a raid expansion. And I'm going to say... Siege of Burgermore. We didn't spend enough time there.
No? A year wasn't long enough for you?
No. No. You needed more time there, I think.
No, we didn't. No.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. Anyways, enough arguing. Alright, so that's about it for the news. I don't see any other news topics here. So let's talk about our first sponsor of the episode. It's the great folks over at Audible. They make great audiobooks. And so did you enjoy the tweet that included you with Matt Mercer, Toasty?
Heck yeah, I did.
I kind of thought you might like that, because, you know, you're a bit of a fan of his.
A little bit. I'm not going to lie, when I met him at BlizzCon a couple years ago, and he liked the tweet of the picture of me and him and Mercer and Taliesin, I fanboyed a little bit. Like,
So, the book pick I had this week, it was actually a book that was recommended to me by Audible when I had already listened to Awaken Online. And at first I wasn't quite sure about the pick, because the description kind of doesn't really, I feel, do it justice. But it's a really interesting concept. So... basically, the summary of it says, what happens when the haggling is done and the shops are closed? When the quest has been given, the steeds saddled, and the adventurers are off to their next encounter. They keep the world running, the food cooked, the horses shoed, yet when adventurers what adventure has ever spared a thought to the concern of the non-player characters? And it's a really... It starts out basically with a D&D game, and it just... It's a really intriguing story. I'm on the second book of the series, and it's really, really interesting. So let's listen to a bit of a sample of our book pick this week, which is called NPCs.
Eric packed a small bag of essentials from the modest farmhouse where he lived. He'd only had it for a few years, finally earning enough money as a guard for the local mayor to move out from under his mother's roof. He wasn't a particularly adept guard, in truth. The goblins had slipped by and taken Gabrielle no fewer than 3 times on his watch. In fact, were it not for his and Gabrielle's childhood friendship, the mayor likely would have dismissed him long ago. Thankfully, the mayor knew his daughter had few friends, so he'd deigned to keep Eric on the payroll, quasi-ineptitude and all. Eric slung the knapsack over his shoulder and adjusted his armor. He was already exhausted. Sleep had eluded him the night before, thanks to his bone-quaking levels of worry. Eric slipped his father's old sword into its sheath and checked his reflection in the mirror. When he'd become a guard, Eric had expected to see himself the way he saw them.
So that, again, is the book NPCs. It's a really interesting read. It's written by Drew Hayes, narrated by Roger Wayne. And I definitely recommend checking it out. The series is called Spells, Swords, and Stealth. And Tosi, I'm pretty sure if some of the stuff that happens in their the people's game that is part of that book happened in your games, you would freak out.
We've had some pretty messed up stuff happen in my games.
Well, let me just say that one instance, their dice basically disintegrates.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely very interesting. Give you a different perspective, I think, on these things we play, I think. So I definitely recommend checking that
out. Add to cart.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Definitely recommend checking that series out. We'll be covering book two next week, I think. And yeah, really, really interesting. So I recommend checking that series out.
All right, well, I already bought it.
On to the next one, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. So let's get us on the way.
All right, let's start by playing last week and the week before's clip.
The End Time, I once called this place. I had not seen by then. I did not know. You hope to what? Stop me here? Change the fate I worked so tirelessly to weave?
And that answer was Mirzon, then. Congrats to the winner at BryceScott9. Medros will be in touch with your prize information. Unfortunately, we did have somebody answer Nozdormu, and while technically correct, is also not correct.
Indeed.
Alright, let's play this week's clip.
It'd take a hand's worth of these hill dwarves to bring one from the airy down.
Alright, and as usual, all answers must be sent in via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia. All correct answers will be entered into a random draw for next week's prize.
I would say Varisa Windrunner. That's what I think that is.
I don't know about that.
No. Eh, it's just an idea.
Thrall?
Close. Ish. In the fact that you got the gender correct.
Are you saying I did not get the gender correct?
Maybe.
I never do all of these things. Alright. So, let us move along, shall we?
Alright.
So for the question of the week, last week we asked you the following. If you would ask a lore question about anything that has already happened with no restrictions, what would it be? Verveman says, why did Blizzard allow so many continuity failures with lore between movie and game if they restricted the directors from changing things?
Yeah, there were a few of those. That would be nice to know.
I think, my perspective, of course, I feel like the answer to this is essentially they didn't actually stop them from changing things. They wanted a compelling story. They changed many different writers, or several different writers, because they didn't like the story that was being told. And once they found the story that was being told, they accepted that things between the movies and the story could not necessarily be the same for a variety of restrictions, such as budget and so on. That's just my expectation.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Alright, what's the next one?
Frazzly says, no, we're gone. When will we get it back? And Erlina replied to that, when ABCD, Azeroth Building Code Department, issues a CO. I don't know what a CO is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Construction order? As a guess?
Maybe. I assume change order. I think we can all assume that the O means order. Elena's typing in Discord. Let's see what she has to say for herself.
Indeed.
Certificate of occupancy. Oh, I guess we were on the order thing.
That's a thing too. Ugh, that's an ugly thing.
Yeah, you don't know that on a property that you're involved with for sure.
It's happened twice with our office.
The one you're at now?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good. That'd be making me a bit nervous, I think.
Why?
If the place you're in is not right for living in, that'd be kind of concerning.
Oh, no, we weren't in it before.
Okay.
We were waiting for it to happen, and then we had an expansion, and we were waiting for that to come in before we could, you know, move and, like, shuffle over a little bit, and it was causing some undue stress on some people because it was affecting the possibility of people starting and having nowhere to go.
Well, that is a bit of a problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit.
A bit. Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So, next week question. Why don't you read that, Fan?
Yeah. Do you think the 7.3 PTR is too soon? I don't know. I don't think it is. I really don't.
Given the pace of the content releases and how long things have been in PTR for this expansion, I would agree. No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's too soon. It just feels like content is coming at a breakneck pace. And I know there are people who sometimes just want to, you know, take a break here and there, you know, not feel like they need to charge through content and try content before they're actually ready to do the content. So, I mean, I understand there are people who are nervous about the content and the pace that we're churning through it at this point. But yeah, I don't think so. It's coming at a good pace. And it makes me feel less concerned that we are going to have a long drought of content at the end of this expansion, which is good. It's a good thing to feel.
That's interesting. Frezzy just posted something from Reddit saying each Legion patch has been released exactly 77 days apart.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So that's interesting.
710 on October 25th, 715 on January 10th, 720 on March 28th, 725 on June 13th.
All right, so based on that, when is 7.3 coming out?
Math.
Hold on. How many days? There's a site for that.
August 29th, says
Or Bradley. Frazzly could just say August 29th.
All right. I will expect this patch out by August 29th if Frazzly's not lying to us. And if it doesn't come out by then, Frazzly's lying to us.
735, November 14th. That's right after BlizzCon, then, right?
That would be, yes.
Oh, yeah, it's in the Reddit post.
Yeah, you know, Frazzly, I could have clicked on the Reddit post, but really...
I have it up, and I didn't scroll down.
I just looked at the title on the post in the link that displayed in Discord.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing. I admit, I didn't even look up the post, so...
Oh, wow, look at that. Pasted it. There's a whole bunch of stuff there.
Interesting, though.
I think we'll have more than 77 days between 7.3.5 and 8.0. But, yeah, it's very interesting to see that they've actually kept to what would very clearly be a schedule
of
release. Like, you don't have that clear a line without there being a plan.
Which begs the question, why 77 days? I mean, that's 11 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, considering they're a company that, until this point, has, like, steadfastly refused to have schedules for content release, I'm definitely impressed.
Well, I mean, I guess right now they have the capacity to keep to that schedule, which is what it seems like. I mean, the reason they gave us for WOD being... working out the way it did was because there were a lot of new people there, but time to ramp them up was not insignificant.
Yeah.
So one would assume at this point all those new people are ramped up and they figured out what they can and can't do within that time frame.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I'm okay with that.
So... yeah, it's pretty cool that they've seem to have found a rhythm. That's good. So, let's see. First episode of the month. We're actually going to push the shoutouts till next week because Patreon hasn't finalized yet. But, yeah, it's really cool to see that information. All right, any shoutouts for you guys?
Shout out to our fantastic chat room denizens. Y'all are great. Yup.
All right. Fandeth, anything for you?
I'm going to say shout out to the Diablo team for getting the Necromancer out. Just playing it a little bit, I enjoy it. So I'm sure I'll enjoy it many more times when the new season comes out, because I'm going to be playing a Necromancer in the next season.
What about you, Medros?
My shout out is to whoever can help me get Diablo working on my current setup, because I haven't played Diablo in a while and can't seem to play it right now. I'm guessing the new video card's probably the problem, but I thought I was running the new video card driver, so we'll see.
Did you turn it off and on again?
I did try that, yes.
Okay. I don't know. That's all I know.
Though I will admit, you're not the first person to suggest that so far today, so...
It's because it's tried, tested, and true.
Yep.
Yes, and I'm an IT guy at heart. I think I can figure out that that's something I would need to do.
Would you say you're part of the IT crowd?
I'm just going to not say a word to that. My shout-out... my real shout-out is going to be to Frasley, who reacted perfectly to my trick last week and forgave me for the trick I played. So,
oh yeah, that was last week.
Yeah, that it was pretty cruel to play that without actually like telling me ahead of time that it was coming. So, yeah, glad he didn't get mad at me. Because he could very well have gotten extremely mad at me for that.
Cookie's giving shout-outs, too. I don't know who. I can't understand cat talk.
Giving shout-outs to Tuna.
Maybe.
Well, now that everyone has given their shout-outs, how about I take us out?
Sure.
Sounds good.
All right. So, if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-8085 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, I'm at Toasty Postycan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
Alright, we'll be back next time. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of
spoilers.
Got you there first. You.
What?
That was pretty simple. That was pretty simultaneous.
No, I heard mine first.
Well, because you were saying it.
You heard it in your head first?
Sure. We can go with that.
Okay.
So, what are you talking about, Frasley? What is a spaceship?
Personal spaceship. I don't remember seeing that bit, actually. I'm assuming, from what I read, it's a portion of the Exodar? Maybe?
That'd be pretty cool.
Unfortunately, I can't contribute a whole lot to this because I don't know.
Is that the one that there's our base of operations? Because I didn't think that was a personal spaceship.
Yeah, I read a bit about the having an airship as the base of operations. I didn't think it was a personal thing. But I could be wrong. You know, I'm not wrong about freaking Titans, man. The Titans.
Oh, damn. I am so stoked about that.
Oh, my God. I did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming either, and I really, like, is this, like, their spirit? Because we know that Sargeras was one of them and was really nasty and did some shit that he should have done. Or what, but, man.
And there's, like, a model for an Argus Titan, which, like, whoa, Argus Titan. Argus wasn't a Titan as far as we knew. But as a model for an Argus Titan, it's labeled Argus Titan. I don't remember what the actual, I don't recall seeing if it came in at all. But, yeah, Argus, what?
Yeah, so, let's see here, we have Khazgaroth, we have Norgannon, we have, let's see, there's one at the top as well, Aggramar. Wasn't Aggramar Sargeras' battle buddy before he decided to go crazy?
Yes.
And, like, we're seeing Ethereals in these images.
And Void Ethereals. Or Void Corrupted Ethereals. That is so cool.
Yeah. Oh, A&R is also there. And there's a couple other models that I found extremely interesting. Three actually that I found very interesting. First is Verimothras. Yeah. You should see him back.
Dude looks messed up. Like,
yeah, he may have gotten a bit messed up when he, you know,
got pulled in from the Undercity.
Yeah, that may not have done so well for him.
No.
Where is he?
Although I will send you a print screen of it. I'll put it in the Discord.
The next one I found really interesting, and these two are kind of ones that answer some questions long overdue. Tyrallian, Illyria.
Oh, man.
And the conversation between Erator and his pops. Those are those are interesting parts of this patch, I tell you. Wow. Yeah, Titans is going to be very interesting.
There's two models for this five-faced horse thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bunch of recolors and all that. So something tells me I'm not going to have to try very hard to get it.
There may be one or two ways of getting that, yeah.
Okay, can we...
Why you'd want that, I don't know, but...
Like we said in the actual show, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening here. We're seeing Tyrallia, we're seeing Illyria... Where the raid encounter that was detailed in the PTR definitely lists some of these titans as encounters. To what capacity, I don't know, obviously. But we fighting some titans, and that's kind of cool.
If Sargeras brought them back, I will be pissed. Not gonna lie. I only best.
Yeah, and I just linked this in the spoilers Discord, but there's a new Titan there that we had no idea about, and he looks significantly different compared to the other Titans. I mean, first of all, the whole blue skin thing. That's new, but if you look at the title of that image, it's Titan Argus. Since when is Argus a Titan? Is he an artificial Titan? Did Sargeras create him? We don't know, and I really want to find out. Like, this opens up a whole other set of questions that I am excited to get the answer for. And yeah, obviously, Illyria Tyrallian being back is a huge deal. Side note, I so badly wanted Tyrallian's gear to be the Paladin tier gear, and it is to an extent, but not so much. And did you notice what weapon that Tyrallian is holding, Medros?
I did not.
It is the Shattered Sword of Lothar. But
the model I'm seeing, he doesn't have a weapon in his hands.
You won't see it in the model viewer. There are some screen caps. I found on the WoW subreddit last week. And you can see there, in those ones, that he's got a Shattered Sword. And we're assuming that it's Lothar's sword.
That makes sense. I mean, if there's anybody who should wield that, it's him.
Yeah, and it's like, It's, I mean, obviously it's shattered, so it's not all there, but so the bits that aren't there are completed with Holy Light.
Okay.
So that's really cool.
Well, he is the High General of the Army of the Light, so, you know.
Yeah, makes sense. I get it.
And, of course, Nauru. Nauru going to be a big part of this.
Yeah, like, yeah. The Spirit Healers are not the usual models on Argus. It's going to be Nauru that resurrect us. Which, again,
that's going to be awesome.
That's interesting, too.
One thing that's really interesting to me, there's two models of Illyria. One's a Void Corrupted model.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What's going to happen to Illyria? That's Windrunner, that Windrunner reunion is not going to last too long.
Not so much, no. Nice to see you're back, though. And there is a non-corrupted version, so that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe she comes back corrupted and you have to uncorrupt her.
That works.
That could be it. Oh. What else was there?
Fellord Bounty Hunter, wow.
What's that, sorry?
Fellord Bounty Hunter?
Oh, yeah. And there's a model of young Velen.
Yes.
So I'm assuming time, like a flashback kind of scenario thing.
I imagine so, yeah. Either that, or we have to, like, get to his older, bring his older one back to our time or something, if modern Velen falls or something. There's a few possibilities of how that could go, I think.
Yeah. There's just so much. And Argus looks fantastic. And that view of Azeroth from within the port. From the portal on Argus is really cool, and people started picking it apart, that model for Azeroth. They're like, there's a little bit of landmass here that doesn't make sense. It's not on the map right now. It's not Northrend, but it's close to it.
Southrend.
Really?
Yeah.
I assume this is on the WoW subreddit.
Yeah. Okay. And again, that
I'll
just
have
be
to visit there again.
That could just be people looking too much into it.
Could be. Probably not, but could be.
Yeah. I mean, there's some interesting things going on there, and so much stuff to freak out about. I don't even know where to begin with some of this stuff. It's funny, when this news broke, I saw people tweeting at Jimmy Fiesel about some of the stuff that's going on. And I saw Jimmy Fiesel tweeting about the lore explosion that just happened. I'm like, what lore explosion? What's happening? And then, sure enough, I go to the WoW subreddit, like, all this stuff just dropped. And next thing I know, I spent the next hour looking at this stuff. Looking at Illyria, Terralion, and all their stuff. And there's some new models of Nauru, too. There's something called a Prime Nauru, which looks... wow. And there's something called a Light Mother, which again looks like a Nauru, but it's specifically labeled Light Mother Broken. Either way, thing looks real cool, and I love it. Is Light's Heart a Prime Nauru?
I think so. Definitely was presented as an early Nauru. Because there were several Nauru that were descended from Light's Heart.
Okay.
So I definitely would expect Light's Heart to be part of that storyline.
Oh, yeah. That much I expected. And there's some weird-looking Void Lord things that look really cool. This one has hair.
Yeah, that looks weird. The hair thing really throws me. Kind of looks kind of sort of like a half, maybe half ogre or half Gron or something, maybe? I don't know.
See, when I see it head on, the head reminds me of the fetishes from the Witch Hunter in Diablo.
Okay.
Obviously, it's not related. That's just what it reminds me of.
Right.
We got some more Shavara models in here, too.
You guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not spoilery, but I think tabards are going to be in the collection tab.
Aren't they already?
No.
I thought they were.
No. Appearances, heirlooms, toy box, pet journal, mounts.
Oh, sorry. I was in the appearance tab. Never mind. Why did you see that?
On that MMO Champion post down below, there's achievement changes, collections, represent, goes from equip a tabard to collect a tabard slot appearance.
Oh, okay.
And then collect 10 tabard slot appearances, 30, 25, so, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be awesome. I guess they finally figured out how to do the on-use thing. Or the, like, using, adding the use things. But they already did that for the toy box, so.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, the, fights are here, too.
The what, sorry?
The Legion Raid.
Oh, no, yeah, I saw that. That's interesting. Because it lists all the Titans there, the ones that we know of, Agrimmar, Inar, actually those are the only ones listed, and then the Argus Titan, the Argus, the Unmaker is the title.
Yeah.
It'd be very interesting that if Argus was a Titan. That'd be very interesting addition to the story, and would explain what drew Sargeras to Argus originally.
It is worth noting that from what I can tell anyway, there's nothing for actually fighting Sargeras.
It's probably hidden right now.
Yeah, because right now all we have are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
11.
11 raid encounters, and it's Agrimmar, Argus, Eonar, Garothi, Hounds of Sargeras, Imanar the Soul Hunter, Kingaroth, Portal Keeper Hazabel, the Coven of Shavara, Varamathras, and the War Council.
And then if you look at the wings at the top there, you kind of see the order.
Yeah.
So, Argus the Unmaker is the 11th boss.
Oh, man. I don't want to wait for this.
I definitely hope Sargeras is part of this. Though, I can definitely see them pulling him pulling a vanishing act at the end, so you don't actually get to kill him. That like would,
like Gul'dan did?
Yeah.
Oh, but if they do that, that means we're killing Sargeras in the first tier of the next expansion. That's anticlimactic. No.
I want to see, you know, some more interesting stuff than we have had recently.
The way I see it playing out is this expansion has very much been about just defeating the Legion, right? And
yeah.
I think we're gonna end it where the Legion is broken. Not necessarily defeated, but severely broken. And we're gonna spend the next expansion chasing going after Sargeras and actually trying to defeat him. That's the way I see it playing out. Just based on what we're seeing here, and just that.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a very interesting patch. And I mean, we've long wanted to go to Argus. People have been asking for this for a long, long time, and now we get to. So that's pretty cool. Anything else spoilery that you guys have noticed from this specific patch notes?
Two dungeons?
Are there two? I thought I only saw the one.
Three?
I saw the Seat of the Triumvirate.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, scenario.
There's some scenario stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong. What? Scenario in Arcatraz?
I can see there being some stuff we have to do there.
Oh, man. The name of the raid is badass, too. I like that. So the seat of Trum, there's the seat of the Triumvirate for the dungeon. And the raid is called Antorus, the Burning Throne. I love it. It's such a cool name.
Sounds like a metal band.
I know, that's why I like it. And Erlene does bring up a good point in the spoiler chat, too. It's possible that we're only going to see part of Argus in 7-3, and the rest will come in the next expansion.
That's true, yeah.
That'd
be a shame.
7-3 is spent establishing the base and taking out some of the stronger, some of the front line, basically. Which is cool, because the front line is Titans. Makes you wonder what the strong guys are going to be.
Well, then there's the thing with the invasion rifts as well. And I had read something about like going into other dimensions or other worlds.
Right, they talked about that in the interview with Jesse Cox and Wild Krendor. There's going to be a whole bunch of rifts there, and what those rifts basically are is the Legion invading other worlds. So
WoW meets
that's an idea.
Rift and Diablo.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming here. And I'm sure we're only seeing a very small, minimal snapshot of what's happening. Lots of really cool stuff. Lots of really interesting content for us to devour. And I'm very excited to see how that all goes. But I think that's about all we really have to talk about. So we'll end the spoilers part of the show. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.